Today's daf is Erev and daf Lamates. Lamates Mabes, and the Gemara there tells a story. Remember, we're in the sugyas of 2 days of Yantif and Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah just said on Lamates of an Aleph that if there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah next to each other, that's a machlokas about the Erev Tchubin, and that's v'lo hodu lo chachamim. The chachamim do not agree to Rabbi Yehuda because they say it is kedusha achas, and therefore one has to be machmir that it is yom ha'richta. So the Gemara related to that quotes a story on Lamates Mabez about hahu bar tavia. Hahu bar tavia da'asil be'erish kalusa. There was a certain deer that was brought to the Beirish Galusa, the Itzid beyond the Rishon Shogalias, that was trapped on the first day of Yantif by Goyim. Rashi says, Al Yidei Nachrim, according to Rashi, by Goyim, we'll see if we get there. Vishtachit beyond the Shani, it was Shechtan on Yantif Shani. So the question is that allowed? Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak ate from the deer that was trapped on the first day and shechted on the second day. Rashi says, "Bimanav shach, yes, malchol. If yesterday was mutter, if yesterday was weekday, then hari mutter. Then the animal is mutter. Why? Because it was caught before Yantif and nothing. And you're allowed to be shechted on Yantif because that's ochel nefesh. V'yes malchodesh. If yesterday was really kodesh, hari hayom chol, hari him tananu b'chdei sheyase. And we waited with enough time for the malacha to have been done, b'chdei sheyase, again, for a goy to have done the malacha for me, and therefore should be mutter. So Rav Yitzchak ate, Rav Sheshes is lo achal, Rav Sheshes did not eat from it because he held kedusha achas. So Rav Nachman, my evelil Rav Sheshes lo achal bisur de tavia. Rav Nachman says, what are we supposed to do with Rav Sheshes who wouldn't eat from the meat? Amalei Rav Sheshes, how am I supposed to eat? How am I supposed to eat? Right? Then what about kedusha achas? And the Gemara continues and goes into the question of kedusha achas de kedushas. But we're going to talk about the first line that it was trapped on Yantif Rishon and it was shechted on Yantif Shadi. So it was clear for the Gemara that tseida would be a problem on Yantif. And our question is why? Why would tseida be a problem on Yantif? Isn't there something called the heter of ochal nefesh? The Torah says, kol melechas avodah lo sasu. Don't do any melechas avodah, not kol melacha lo sasu. And therefore, as we'll see the Ramban Ben Hashem a little bit later, there's a heter, you're allowed to, hu levado ye'asa lachem. You're allowed to cook on Yantif. And therefore, right, what does the Mishnah say in Megillah? Ein bei Shabbos liyadav ela ochal nefesh bilvad. So you're allowed to cook, and you're allowed to prepare food, and you're allowed to shecht. So why is it that you're not allowed to trap? Can't trap an animal in order to eat on Yantif. So first of all, is that a daraisa or a drabanan? So if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchas Yantif, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says it's an issue of muksa. Right? He quotes those Gemaras in Meseches Beitza about Safek Muchan, Zimein Shchor Mulavanim. And then he quotes, Dagim Shebibibarin Gdolim, fish in large areas, v'chein chaya v'ofshe b'vivaren gedolim, kol shu mechusar tzeda, ad sha'omrim, if it's mechusar tzeda on Shabbos, and you trap it, then it's going to be the malach of tzad. But on Yantif, if it's mechusar tzeda, then you trap it, kol shu mechusar tzeda, it's lacking being trapped, ad sha'omrim havei b'tzuda v'nitzudan, you have to say, let's get a trap, and trap it, harei zeh muksa, v'ein tzadon oso b'yantif. It's muksa, and that's why you can't be tzad on Yantif. Im tzad lo yochlu. And if you did violate tzad, then you cannot eat it. That is the Rambam's understanding of the issue. Good. If you look in the Beis Yosef understands the tour also as not talking about a malacha, but something else. The tour writes in the beginning of some tough tzadi hay. Tav Sadi Hey, that's the Simon in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yantif Ochal Nefesh. That's where the Torah starts off. Vachodesh Arishon Barbaos Hayom Lachodesh Bein Rabbayim Pesach Lashem Uvachemishon Hayom Lachodesh Hazeh Chagamatzos Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sasu V'chein Omer B'Shvish Shalo Uberisha V'Shvidi Shal Chag Ubatzeres Pesach Shmosukas V'Rosh Hashanah Hilchach Kol Meleches Ochal Nefesh Kol Melecha HaAsur B'Shabbos Asur B'Yantif Chutz B'Meleches Ochal Nefesh. Anything that's asur on Shabbos, asur on Yantif, except for ochal nefesh. Dichsiv achas sheyochal ochal nefesh, hu levado yasa lachem. Vitznan, and he quotes the Mishnah, ein ben Yantif l'Shabbos al ochal nefesh b'levad, shemutter b'yantif, v'chutz behotza'a v'havara, shebitoch shehutru l'tzorach ochal nefesh, hutunami, shelo l'tzorach, u'bavad sheyeba en tzorach ksas. As long as there's one tzorach, as is described elsewhere. V'chein machshiri ochal nefesh, Also, the preparatory stages of Ochel Nefesh, Kivin, Shetzarach, Letikun, Ha'ochlim, Mutar, Lasosan, Miyatif, you're also allowed to do them on Yatif, if EF, Sher, Lasosan, Mei, Esmal. And then the Rama gives examples. Kitsira, Techina, Bitsira, Sechita. What about harvesting? Cutting off apples from trees? Grinding? Squeezing out fruit? Aval pish, Shehein, Ochel Nefesh, Asum, Chachamim. Even though these are Ochel Nefesh, the rabbis assered, Midaraisa, their mutter, the rabbis assered certain activities of Ochel Nefesh. Why? Says the Re in the Torah quotes, Lafisha Adam Ragil Tsar Sadeo, Velitzar Karmo, Ke'echad. You usually do this in large stages. Velidro Kalanav, Velitzchon Harbe Biacha, you do a lot. Chachamim will worry that if you matter to do this on Yantif, you're going to do your whole field, not just what you need for Yantif, and therefore it'll be Monea from Simchas Yantif. And then he has the line important for us, the chain tseda asru shepa mim shetala bimzudoso dagam harbe. And also tseda you can't do because maybe you'll get a ton of fish in your trap, and therefore what? And therefore what? Says the Beis Yosef, uvdin dechol. Uvdin dechol. It'll be like a weekday activity that you have so much. All you need for today is two fish, and you're going to have 100 fish. So that's labeled a weekday activity, says the Beis Yosef Imshad of the tour, and that's why it will be a problem. Trapping will be a problem. What happens if it's the type of trap that only traps one animal? Okay, but that's the Beis Yosef. But the pashtus is, besides that Rambam, besides that tour, I'll pee the Beis Yosef, that this could be a malacha that's just not included in Malacha Zohol Nefesh. And then the question we get back to is, so why isn't it? Why isn't it included in the Heter of Ochel Nefesh? So this question is really asked by the Rishonim, not here, but in the beginning of Ein Sadin, in Beitza on Daf Chav Gimel. The Mishnah says there that you cannot trap fish on Yantif. Why can't you trap fish on Yantif? That's the Kasha. So says Rashi, Afagav, Rashi, Beitza Chav Gimel on Beis. Afagav, Deshchita, Va'afia, Ubishol, Me'avos Malach Hosein, V'hutchul, Tzarech Yantif. Even though Shechita, all these are Bishol, Afia, are Mutter, and they're Mutter on Yantif. Taima, Mishib, the Yef, Shem, Erev Yantif. It's because you can't do these malachas on Erev Yantif. The Shechita, Chayesh, Lamichmar, Bisra, Penyaschame, Viasriach. Maybe if you shecht on Erev Yantif, they didn't have refrigeration in those days, so we're nervous. The meat's going to go bad, it's going to be spoiled, and therefore, that's why you're not allowed to, you don't have to shecht before Yantif. It's Yef, Shalasos, Be Erev Yantif. And therefore, you're allowed to do Shechita on Yantif. Aval Tseida, Efshar, Shalatsud, Mibo Yom. But you could trap the animal the day before and then keep it in a trapped area. You don't have to do that on Yantif. And therefore, says Rashi, that's why it's Aser. Anything that you could have done before Yantif, it is Aser to do on Yantif. That is the Shita of Rashi. All the Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Rashba, and the Ran, all argue on Rashi. If you look elsewhere, the Chilik of Efshar and Efshar Lasosa Meir of Yantif is only within Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, not within Ochel Nefesh itself. Ochel Nefesh itself, not the preparatory stages, the actual, if it's defined as Ochel Nefesh, that's Mutter, even if Efshar Lasosa Meir of Yantif, if you could have done it before Yantif, it's still Mutter. Only the Machshime Yochel Nefesh have that chilek. That's what Tosa says right here. Velo Nehira, as I explained earlier on Daf Gimel. De Ein L'chalek Be'ochel Nefesh, Be'en Efshar La'soso, Me'er V'yantav Li'yefshar. El Dafkum Be'machshirin Yesh Chilek. Only a Machshirin. And that's what the Rashba says. And that was what the Ran says right here. I'll read the Rashba. The Rashba also has it right here. Uba Machshirin Be'lechudu, De Nechleku Alav Chachamim. Ava Be'ochlin Lo Nechleku. So that's why Rovi Shonim argue on Rashi that if Efshal Asos and Meir of Yantif, that is only Chilik within Machshirin and not Ochel Nefesh itself. By the way, the Rashi has this Chilik, seems to be on a Daraisa level. That if Efshal Asos and Meir of Yantif, that it's Asur Daraisa to do these malachas, it's not included in the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. Not included. The Rambam, when he says his klalim about not specifically the tzad line, but yantif in general, he has this chilek on a drabana level. If you look at the beginning of Hilchos Yantif, the Rambam says here in Perek Aleph of Shvisas Yantif, says the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. Anything you could have done before Yantif. Sounds like Rashi. Anything you could have done before Yantif. And it wouldn't have any chisaron. Asru chachamim. So the same chilek that Rashi has on a daraisa level, the Rambam has on a darabana level. Mi daraisa, even if it's efshel lasos be'erev yantif, you could do it on Yantif. But the Rambam says, mi darabana, they answered it. Why? Av bishi lasarach achila. V'lama asru davar zeh gezera. Shema yaniach adam malacha she'ef shalasos amir yantif li yantif v'nimsa yantif kulo holech ba'asias osan malachas. And you'll be just spending your whole day doing malachas if you wait to do it on yantif. V'imana misimchas yantif. V'lo yelo pnai lecho v'lishtos. You wouldn't have time to eat and drink. You wouldn't enjoy the yantif. And that is why on a derabbanan level, anything that you could have done before yantif is excluded midrabbanan. Umizeh atam atzmo lo asur ha'usa b'yantif. That's what they didn't ask for hotzah, even though a lot of hotzah you could have done, because if you're allowed to do hotzah, that will be mar ben simchas yantif. Chachamim didn't want to touch that. You shouldn't be like your hands are tied. And that is why the Rambam says his rule there. Actually, he doesn't put sud there. Sud, as we mentioned before, he has by the muksa issues. But that is the Rambam in Hilchas Yantif in Perek Aleph. Good. So that is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And then we had the Rambam, we had the Torah, we had Rashi Pshat. Efshel Lasos Meir of Yantif, and that's why it is also Daraisa. There is a question in Lumdus between these Rishonim. Rashi versus all their other Rishonim, why do the other Rishonim allow Ochal Nefesh, even if Efshel Lasosan, and Rashi asers it. So, the Achronim say maybe it's connected to the sugya that we have in a few places in Shas, by Tuma on related to Tzibur, right, that's the Gemara in Yuma on Davav, about Tuma Hutra B'tzibur or Tuma Dehuya B'tzibur. Let's say there is a carbon tzibur and everybody's Tamei. So do we allow the Kohanim or the Bnei Yisrael or all Tamei to be involved in the carbon? That's a machlokas. Whether we say Hutra, it is totally mutter, the Avera disappears, or Dehuya, it's still there, but we're allowed to push it aside. L'may nafkamina, if Efshar la'asos in a different way. That's always the nafkamina. That's always enough community if you could get away without it. That's what the Gemara says. Tumas Hameis, Rav Nachman Amar, Chutra hi betzibur. Rav Nachman says it is Chutra. Rav Sheshes Amar, Dechuya hi betzibur. Sheshes says it is Dechuya. Hechi dika tamei and v'tarim beho beisav kol yabal pigi v'tarim. And then the Gemara goes through different nafkamina between Chutra and Dechuya. But that comes up by Tuma, and it comes up by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, whether that is Chutra or Dechuya, and it comes up here, Ochal Nefesh. Is Ochal Nefesh on Yantif Hutra or Dechuya? So the way the Achronim say it is that that's our Machlokas. That's our Machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi says it is Dechuya. And therefore, if there's any way to minimize and to get around the Yisr, that's what you have to do. And that's what Rashi says. If Efshar La'asos and Me'er of Yantif, that's what you have to do. And if not, it's Asa Daraisa. While the other Rishonim, the Tosfos and the Ran and others say it's Hutra. So even if Efshar La'asos beforehand, it is still mutter. The Ran Lishitaso, there's another comment of the Ran and the other Rishonim in a different sugya in Maseches Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara there talks about marbe b'shiurin. If you have an allowance to cook for whatever reason, let's say for Ochal Nefesh, are you allowed to be marbe? Let's say you're making a pot of meat. Are you allowed to put in extra pieces of meat that you know you're not going to be able to, you're not going to be eating on a yatif? Are you allowed to be marbe? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. And the Ran says it is mutter on yatif. Then he asks on himself, what about on Shabbos? If somebody has a chole, pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, then we paskin that you're not allowed to be marbe b'shiurin. What's the difference between pikuach nefesh on Shabbos and ochel nefesh on Yantif? So that's the Ran's comment. Tesma Beis and the Daf Yerif in Maseches Beis. So lefichach nirali barur, says the Ran. Devadai, ribi shiura b'Shabbos midaraisa mitzar. V'yafilu hachi lo dummi, ribi b'shiura b'Yantif l'ribi shiura b'Shabbos. You can't compare the two. Shashabbos dechuya hi esel cholav lo hutra. Shabbos is dechuya. The Rambam passes that way too, in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Beis. Shabbos is dechuya, the Isser is still there, but you're allowed to push it away in order to save a life. Lefichach, because it's dechuya, it's limited. You're not allowed to be marbe b'shiurin. Kol sheha ikra malacha aser, af tosfaso kamoha, u'mitzer midaraisa. Aval yantif, ochal nefesh, hutar ba, but yantif, that has the heter of ochal nefesh, da filu efsher me'er of yantif shari, Kolshu mar be'ala ikur ubavachu b'tarach echad. As long as it's one tarach, it's one pot. Tosfaso kamoa. And therefore, says the Ran, by ochal nefesh, it's hutra. By pikuach nefesh, it's dechuya. And that's the difference. The same thing. That's what the Ran says here about Seid on Daf Chav Gimel, and that's what he says here on Daf Yud Zayin as well. Hutra versus Dechuya. There is another approach besides Hutra and Dechuya, and that is the Ramban. Rabbi Elchanan points this out. But again, the Ramban, in this context of Ochal Nefesh, has an approach to Ochal Nefesh that's even more than Hutra. Dechuya means the Aveira is still there, it's pushed aside. Hutra means the Aveira was there, and the Aseh removed it. The Ramban says, by Ochal Nefesh, the Aveir was never even there. It was never even there. Why? Because the Torah does not say that it's Aser and then we need a Heter to make it Mutter. The Torah never Asered Ochal Nefesh. It wasn't that Malacha is Aser, Ochal Nefesh, Matter, some of the Malacha. No, the Torah says, Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sa'asu. What's included? What does Malachas Avoda mean? That's the Ramban in Parshas Emor, Chav Gimel, Zayin. Pirish Malecha Zavoda, Kol Malacha She'ena L'sorach Ochal Nefesh. The definition of Malecha Zavoda is the opposite of Malecha Sanoa. If it's Ochal Nefesh, it's not Malecha Zavoda. So it was never answered on Yantif. Ke'inyin Shenemar, She'eshes Yamim Tavod, V'yasiza Kol Malachtecha, U'bachal Avoda Basada, V'nevatim Nizratim, V'kainoya Ovir Adama, U'malacha She'iba Ochal Nefesh, Y'malecha Sanoa, Lo Malecha Zavoda. V'zeh mizbar b'torah. If you look closely at the psukim, says the Ramban, you'll see that. On Pesach, it says first, kol malacha l'yaseh b'hem, and that's why hutzrach l'farish. Ach ha'she yachal l'chol nefesh, hu levado yaseh l'chem. U'bishar kol yomim tovim, but the other, after it says that, by other yomim tovim, it just says, kol malachas avoda lo sasu. Les or kol malacha she'inen o'chol nefesh. U'lahudia, she'ochol nefesh muter b'hem. V'lo yomer akasiv lo'olam be'echer mikol shar yomim tovim. Kol malacha, v'lo yifarish b'hem heter ochal nefesh. The Torah never says by anywhere else, kol malacha with the heter of ochal nefesh. Ki malachas avoda yilmad alzeh. That is the Ramban. It was never answered in the first place, which is even more than a hutra discussion. That's Rabbi Elchanan in Kovetz Ha'aris in Tes Dalid. He says, Hayotzi michal advarim deyeshnan shnei ofanim behutra. There are two types of hutra. Heichad haheter he rach mitam ha-mitzvah, umi haheter kazeh ef shalom od l'tachiyah, tiyish b'chal masayim mana, where it's really comparable to tachiyah, there's hutra and tachuyah. And number three, davar shahayah b'chal v'yotzam na'chal, come on, chelev chaya, v'tumas krovim, de'ein haheter mishum ha-mitzvah, it was never asered. What chelev is only asered by behemos, not chaya. So you're going to tell me it's hutra, tachuyah, no, it was never asered. You're going to tell me on Tuesday, there's the het, it's hutra to do malacha. No, there's never a iser malacha on a weekday. You don't have to get into that. Okay, but either way, this is all approach number one, or really approach number three of how do you answer the question about sud. Why can you do sud on yantif? So Rambam says muksa. The Torah, according to the Beis Yosef, says uvdin dechol. Rashi says efshalas hazam yarav yantif. So Tosfos argues on this. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos on Daf Gimel quotes the Rishalmi in Maseches Beitza, and he also quotes it in short here on Chav Gimel on the base, but he argues with Rashi, the Yerushalmi already limits the Heter of Ochal Nefesh. The Yerushalmi says, Milisha ve'elach. Milisha ve'elach. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes it on Dav Gimel in Beitza. He quotes Rabbi Nisanel Mishinon, the Yerushalmi, Yesh Asher Yachash Yachal Ochal Nefesh, Vesamech Leishvartam Asamatzos, Osa Malachas Asher Bishimer ve'elach. Hey Mutaros. The height of Milisha ve'elach. Avos Shar Malachas to Mikodem Lachena Surin. But not Malacha before that. Why? Why only Lisha? In the Sidur of the Pas, why would we limit it only from Lisha? So explains the Me'iri. The Me'iri gives a little more Svara to the Yerushalmi. Ochal Nefesh, kitchen Malachas are Mutter, not field Malachas. Lisha ve'elach, kneading, that's a kitchen Malacha. Earlier are field malachas, and field malachas are not mutter. Says the Me'iri on Daf Chav Gimel, Shehalisha v'koma sha'achareha hu maleches behechsher ochlin. That's food preparation. Aval ha'katsira v'hadisha v'ha'imur v'chol kayotze b'en einon hechsher ochel v'harim b'chlau maleches avoda. Is it food preparation, or is it work in the field? Right, that's the difference. And the Mefarshim explain that katsira is aser, right, Kitzira, which is earlier than Lisha, Kitzira harvesting, and Seida is like Kitzira. because you're taking the animal from its natural habitat, just like Yetzira is cutting it, Oker, Davar, Migidulo. So this is also taking it from its natural habitat. So it's only kitchen activities are allowed, not work in the field. Similar idea said by the Ramban. You might say this is a separate one or a similar approach. Only tikkun machal. You can't drive to the store and get the food. Right, the Ramban says this on Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the Dafi Arif and Meseches Beitza. The language of the Melchamos is Mekomakom Nismata Kitzira Batoldo Sechugo Tolish Peres and Echalim Shlohi Tira Torah El Lahakshir Ochlin Shebershuso Avalak or Dover Migidulo Lo Viafilu Leperos Hanifgamim Biyom Lachavero. Even if it will get bad, could go to Ein Vetudim. If you can't pick it yesterday, doesn't matter. Kol Shekein Seidas Baalei Chayim Shum Bechal Malachas Avoda V'Zeo Tam Mishnaseinu. That's the reason of Ein Tzadim, because only Dvarim Sheber Shuscha can you do. The Rabban has another line, which some of Farshim explain, that maybe any malacha that is usually done on a large scale is also a problem. The Rabban and Asr that. And Seidah often is done on a large scale. That's like what the Torah said before, and that is a... That is another approach. The Bir Halacha writes in Tavkuf Dalid, it's hard to put your finger on this. It's kind of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. He uses that magical lashon there to figure out exactly what would be included in the Ochel Nefesh, or wouldn't it be up to the Rabbanan. The Rashba in Shabbos just has a line like the Rambam had before. The Rashba in Shabbos in Nafsadihei, he says, why is Seidah Asur? Because we don't want you to spend your entire day trapping. Yesh Lomar, like the Rambam said before, Tam Be'inyan Yisra Atzeidah Kadeshah Lo Yelech B'Charshin V'Yatsud V'Nimsa Batal Misimchas Yantif. The Rambam said that about other malachas, not Tzeidah, but the Rashba says it by Tzeidah. Okay, we'll stop here. This is the issue of trapping on Yantif.